My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate. The fellow with arguably the best information about the future of the U.S. economy has spoken. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged yesterday, told you so. But there's always the December meeting. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer was at Fed Chair Jerome Powell's briefing and joins us now. Nancy, Powell, cagey on what is next?
Extremely, David. He just said the Fed has to proceed carefully right now. I asked Powell if at this point the Fed was as concerned about overshooting, that is, raising interest rates too much, as it was about not hiking them enough. Here's what he said.
We think, and I think, that the risks are getting more balanced. I'll just say that. They're getting more balanced. The risk of doing too much versus the risk of doing too little are getting closer to balance.
If the Fed hikes interest rates too much, it could cause a recession. But if they don't go high enough, inflation could get out of hand. So, of course, the Fed is trying to wrestle inflation down by raising interest rates, making it harder to borrow and spend, and in theory, cooling off the economy.
And Powell likes to say his team's decisions depend on the data. What data is he watching now?
He's definitely keeping an eye on indexes of consumer confidence. The Fed also watches the labor market closely. If workers are scarce, companies have to pay them more, and that can contribute to inflation.
Dare I ask, instead of raising or holding, any chance for a rate cut anytime soon?
Powell said the Fed isn't considering or even talking about cutting rates right now, David. The Fed's mantra has been to keep rates higher for longer as the Fed officials continue to assess the impact of their past rate hikes.
All right, thanks. The United Auto Workers Union is calling on non-unionized auto workers to join the union movement after its lucrative contract deals with Ford, GM, and Stellantis. There's news. Non-unionized Toyota has rushed to give its U.S. factory workers a 9% raise and reduce from 8 years to 4, the time it takes to get top wages. Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking in Minnesota last evening, President Biden called for a humanitarian pause in the Israel-Hamas war. Hundreds of injured Palestinians and foreign passport holders have started to leave Gaza, crossing the border into Egypt. It's part of an internationally brokered deal between Egypt, Israel, and Hamas following Israel's military bombardment in response to an attack by Hamas fighters October 7th. More than 1,400 were killed in Israel during that Hamas attack. More than 8,000 people have been killed in Israel's military offensive in Gaza, according to numbers from the health ministry controlled by Hamas, intensifying what had been an already dire economic and humanitarian situation. Noor Arafeh is a fellow at the Malcolm H. Kerr Carnegie Middle East Center with a focus on the political economy of the region. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, David.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said in recent days that the end game in Gaza is, quote, ultimately up to Israel as it escalates its operations. Well, there was some Financial Times reporting last week suggesting that Israel does not want to occupy Gaza after this military phase, if you could call it that. Whoever does take that responsibility would have to build on a shattered infrastructure, but on an economy that was already in very poor shape.
Yeah. So Gaza is already actually occupied by Israel. And while Israeli troops withdrew from Gaza in 2005, Israel maintained control over the airspace of Gaza and over all land and sea borders. What this means is that the Gaza Strip was completely isolated from the West Bank and the rest of the world. And so trade links of Gaza with the West Bank, with East Jerusalem, with regional and global markets were completely cut off. So we're talking about a situation where Israel controls the movement of people and goods. So the productive base of Gaza before the current war was already eroded.
Yeah, your analysis here actually is very much in line with something I saw from the United Nations Trade and Development arm. They issued a news release the other day referring to a decade of, quote, suppressed development in Gaza. And they also pointed out that that left most, I think 80% of the population by the UN's assessment, dependent on international aid.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Because like in the 90s, Gaza's economy was economically integrated and dependent on Israel, and it was strongly tied to the West Bank. And after Israel imposed movement restrictions and the blockade, Gaza's economy shifted to an isolated, disposable enclave. The agricultural, fishing, and industrial sectors have deteriorated, and the construction and trade sectors were also completely paralyzed. Unemployment rate in Gaza on the eve of the war exceeded 45%, and two-thirds of the population was living in poverty. The United Nations had already deemed Gaza to be unlivable in 2020, and now the situation is only getting more catastrophic.
Now, given the level of carnage perpetrated by Hamas, Israel is very focused on a military campaign against Hamas. Given that realpolitik, I guess I would call it, what would you want to see in the short term? Would you want to see much more humanitarian aid allowed into Gaza?
So in the short term, I think the most immediate thing that has to be done is to reach a ceasefire. There has to be a cessation of hostilities so that we can talk about humanitarian aid reaching Gaza, so that maybe a deal could be reached between Hamas and Israel for a prisoners' exchange.
Some insight on the situation today from Noor Arafeh. She's a fellow at the Malcolm H. Kerr Carnegie Middle East Center. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
More of that discussion is available from our homepage. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. We are from APM, American Public Media.